Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the Majority Leader of the State Senate, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Senator Stephen Horsford, and of course, he is fighting to strengthen the state's tax structure.
Plus, we'll have George Harris with Nevadans for Sound Government. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Do you not understand what is causing your pain? Have you been told that it's all in your head because the tests were normal? Don't believe it. I'm Dr. Fred Grimes, and I specialize in chronic pain. We have revolutionary treatments that cure the cause of most pain, not just the symptoms. Call 841-7246 for an appointment. I want to help you reduce your pain and increase your activity.
I've had back problems my entire life, but since seeing Dr. Grimes, I'm now pain-free.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Stephen Horsford. He is the State Senate Majority Leader. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. I wanted to start out talking about the initial report from the Vision Stakeholders Group. And in talking to some of the members of that group, they were somewhat surprised at the initial report, things like the high-speed rail between Reno and Las Vegas being in that report that they really weren't familiar with. Were you surprised by anything that was in that initial report?
Well, there were some items that were included by Moody's, the consultant team that was selected by the legislature to conduct this tax analysis as well as do the facilitation. But ultimately, the committee decided to send that report back to Moody's and have them really start from scratch and deliver a product that reflects the work of the committee.
What new benchmarks were they given?
Benchmarks as far as
what should be in there, what the time frame is, etc.
Well, the primary emphasis here was about building a strategic plan for the state of Nevada. As you know, we lack strategic plans, strategic visions, whether it deals with our education, our healthcare system, how we're going to diversify our economy and create jobs. And because Nevada ranks low in a number of key indicators, the charge of the group, as well as Moody's, is to identify empirical data benchmarks, where we are today and how we can improve those benchmarks over time, 5-10 years from now.
And the tax portion relies on the vision portion coming first, correct? And do you anticipate this now being done before the elections?
I don't know exactly. I know it will be done before the end of the year so that it will inform the next legislative session as well as the new governor. There was the effort to have a complete comprehensive tax analysis done on the structure of the state based on, you know, the fact that, you know, it's been some time since the last study was done. This was something that Senate Minority Leader Bill Raggio really believed needed to be part of the plan in the interim so that we would have that information for the next legislative session.
Senator, according to my research, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Rory Reid said the state's education system can be solved, quote unquote, within the current tax structure, and I know you have fought very bravely to strengthen the tax structure. Am I missing something, or do the top two Democrats in this in state government here have a wide disconnect on funding our state's education system?
Absolutely not. Rory and I are in complete agreement that education in the state of Nevada has to be the priority, and that we can't fix our economy until we fix our education system. And that means taking really rethinking the way education in this state works. You know, I'm a parent of three young children, two of whom are in public schools. And I, like many other parents, are concerned about the quality of education that they're receiving today and the education that they'll receive in the future. Now, as a person who's a product of the public school system, I know that there's a lot of good things that are happening in many of our schools. But based on the Education Week study that was just released earlier this week, Nevada ranks last in the country in the number of students who are graduating within 4 years with a high school diploma. 4 out of 10 students in Nevada graduate within 4 years. What's happening to the other 6 students? That's a moral question that we all must answer as leaders in this state.
Well, Senator, can this be solved within our current tax structure?
What has to be solved is that we have to make education the priority. Education, you cannot grow our economy unless we have a greater investment in our schools. The quality of education that is currently being provided is not adequate. None of us should be pleased with what we are providing to our children. And it's really a moral obligation to do the right thing on behalf of education. And as we improve our education, we will improve our economy. As we grow the economy, as we diversify into new industries and attract those new businesses, then our economy will grow, and that will fix the majority of our budget problem.
At this point, we're facing a $3.4 billion hole in the budget for the next biennium, as you well know. There are things that can be done as we look at this. You know, the taxes that are going to sunset could be taken away so that we, the state, would end up having that kind of money. There is also going to have to be, from the people I talk to, a balance between what is done. So if the makeup of the legislature is similar to what it is today, with a supermajority for the Democrats in the Assembly, but the Republicans not allowing the Democrats to have a supermajority in the Senate, that there will have to be a battle over everything, including things like giving up class size reduction, privatizing mental health. Because if those things are not done, then there will be no serious expenditure without reform. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are we need to step back, and we need to have a comprehensive review of the way the entire state government works. This is our home. You know, we call Nevada home. And the majority of what's done in state government, whether it's education, health and human services, or public safety, directly impacts all of our homes as Nevadans. And so I'm looking forward with the new governor and really a new generation of leaders that will be elected this time because of term limits to the legislature, that we will be able to approach new ideas and new ways of thinking. For example, Senator Joyce Woodhouse is leading a committee right now, this interim, on a fundamental review of the way government works from top to bottom in some key agencies, where they're going to have to justify every line item of their expenditures and how some of the programs work. We're calling for a greater performance indicators for state programs and agencies so that they're not just getting money rolled over fiscal year after fiscal year, but they're going to have to account and show performance for the investments and the funding that they do receive. That's a different way to have the state government work than it's worked in the past. And that's been happening under the leadership of the democratically controlled legislature.
All right, let's take a break. More with the Majority Leader when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
You're driving along, and out of nowhere, boom, there's a billboard. Free fruitcake plus a pooch equals a health insurance plan for just $29.99.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
Plus some tax.
Everything has a beginning. Take rodeo.
You're a rancher. There's work to be done, so you start that wild colt. It becomes a challenge, a competition. It becomes rodeo. Extreme Bulls kicks off the Reno Rodeo. Be there opening night, Thursday, June 17th, for the Bulls. Bulls, bulls, and more bulls. Oh, wear a black hat. No bull. Join us for the wildest rides on the planet. The Reno Rodeo, 7 p.m., June 17th to the 26th. For the best seats, call or log on today.
Now, bull riding, that was just a dare.
Two championship courses, nature's beauty, and life's distractions fading away.
The resort at Red Hawk, consistently voted top golf course in Northern Nevada.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Which brings me to my world. Radio. Kick it. Swindle fraud and ripoff ain't no jive. You get a year's worth of free fruitcake, a pooch, and a family health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This segment brought to you by Kempfer Kroll, the law firm to handle your business needs. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Stephen Horsford. He's the state Senate Majority Leader.
Senator, in the recent special legislative session, you pushed for a $32 million tax on gaming that would help finance the enforcement of the Gaming Control Board. Instead, you got $4.2 million for increased fees on the industry. Now, coming up in the 2011 session, will you push for more taxes on Nevada's gaming industry?
Well, let's put that into context. It wasn't singling out the gaming industry to pay more alone. What, as you know, we were faced with an $800 million shortfall in the state budget. The governor called a special session in order to address that shortfall. We looked at a number of ways to balance that budget responsibly, and one of the proposals was to ask the gaming industry to step up and to pay an equitable portion of that shortfall through fees, actually. As far as going forward, you know, what I've talked about is having a more fair, equitable, and broad-based structure where all of us as Nevadans pay our share for the services that we receive, and that corporations in particular do their part.
I'd like to bring up what happened in IFC, where they have set up the Department of Taxation to put into place on July 1st, 2011, any tax measures that are passed in this legislative session, so it doesn't take a long time to get new taxes enacted. And my question is, what kind of tax is the structure being built for? Because there's being money invested from the state into this.
Well, I'm not quite sure which item you're referring to with the tax department. You're right. It is difficult if there are new policies that are passed by the legislature and signed by the governor for them to actually get implemented within a reasonable time. One of the things that's being discussed is the fact that, you know, we need to bring our infrastructure up to speed in the state of Nevada. For example, there's some amount of $150 million or more of uncollected taxes that are due to the state of Nevada, but because of our lack of infrastructure and our inability to collect that revenue, it's contributing to part of the shortfall. So that's part of the reason that we have to say the government, we need to look at the way government works and overhaul where it's not working right and invest where it is.
And let me also ask you, are we getting congressional help on being able to collect sales taxes on remote sales and the potential for internet gaming, which would bring more tax revenue for the state as well, which would be quite a shot in the arm if that were to happen?
Well, the first part of your question deals with the sales tax and products that are bought over the internet. And Nevada is part of a compact among other states to try to build model legislation that can be adopted both at the federal level and at the state level for collection of sales taxes that are due based on sales on the internet. That has been a very daunting task, to say the least, but Nevada is part of that process. As far as internet gaming is concerned, you know, that's really a federal issue, and so we are waiting on whether there will be federal action to permit that in the future.
Real quickly, Senator, will Democrats try to revive the four-day work week for state workers? It was passed in the special session, and then Governor Gibbons vetoed it.
Which was odd, because that was the governor's proposal to move to a four-day work week. And it was something that was surveyed of the state employees, and they all agreed that it made more sense and would actually improve efficiencies. It was modeled after a program, in fact, in Utah that was adopted that actually showed through an evaluation that there was increased efficiency and productivity to move to that process. Now, whether we will entertain that idea during the next legislative session, I don't know yet. We are 7 months away from that process. Again, we'll have to wait to see the proposals that come from the governor, the new governor's office, as well as proposals from the legislature. But it's definitely something that I believe will be under consideration and something that was widely receptive among state employees for how they could contribute to their share of helping the state balance the budget.
And that's where we have to leave it. We thank you so much, as always, for taking out the time to be on the program. We will talk to you soon, and we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
On the next face-to-face, Chrissy Mazzeo says she was assaulted by Jim Gibbons, but garage surveillance tape showed no sign of the two, nor does video from the front desk of a hotel where Mazzeo claims she ran for help. What happened? We'll ask her attorney.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us, people care is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does.
We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever evergreen.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
Social Security. It means independence, a secure income. But shockingly, Sharon Angle wants to wipe out Social Security.
We need to phase Medicare and Social Security out.
She cut benefits for everyone coming into the system. That's Sharon Angle. First a Scientology plan to give massages to prisoners. Now she wants to get rid of Medicare and Social Security. What's next?
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Call today for a free consultation on how much your credit card debt can be reduced. Don't wait. Find out how much money you could be saving today.
Call 800-734-6709. That's 800-734-6709.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program George Harris. He's the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. George, one of the funniest things I heard, I think, last week was somebody was telling me that now that Sharon Angle is going to get all these Republican consultants on the national level to help her run a campaign, that they are going to moderate her and move to the center. And I couldn't stop laughing. That's not going to happen, is it?
Well, no, Sam. I mean, look, Sharon's a conservative, and she's going to run the race the same way they ran the race in the primary. Yeah, George, it's interesting to me when you look at the results that the same person who voted for Sandoval is, you know, had to be in a lot of cases the same person who voted for Sharon Angle. Do you think that, you know, Sharon Angle may have been the principal choice for a lot of conservatives and maybe Sandoval was the more pragmatic choice? Well, that's a good analogy, and certainly that is the case. The people wanted change. Look, let's talk about the Loudoun campaign for a second. I mean, Robert Eitoven should be sued for malpractice. He lost that race. He lost Ty Cobb. He lost McNutt. He lost races that shouldn't have been lost. And the unfortunate thing is, the reason he lost the race is because the kid was given a chance too early in life. His head was too big, and he was too arrogant, and it just collapsed all those races. I mean, Ty Cobb lost because he wouldn't take a meeting. He was counseled not to take a meeting with a guy named Todd Taxpayer Bailey. Todd Taxpayer Bailey has said that he wouldn't have gotten a race if Ty would have met with him. This culminated into this just disastrous train wreck. And the fact of the matter is, really, honestly, Robert Eitoven's not that great, and he's actually incompetent. I mean, the race should have never been lost. But, you know, gaffe after gaffe, and they never took care of it. Hey, George, don't you think it's less about Robert Eitoven and the people that manage him, but it is about the gaffes? I mean, you know, Sue Loudoun had a number of gaffes, from chickens to buses to there's so many I have a hard time remembering now. You know, Ty Cobb, he was seen kicking down a sign of his opponent. So, you know, I think that's a little tough to blame it on the staff as much as the candidate. There's only so much the staff can do. Shame on you, Paul. That's absolute nonsense. The campaign manager runs the campaign, okay? They should have, Mrs. Loudoun should have been told, look, at any time your opponents can be recording you. That's one. The campaign management and the management of the campaigns is the supreme commander of the campaign. Okay, look, I've already heard, today's Monday, and I've already heard a day after the race, Robert's gone all over the state saying, oh, well, Sue wouldn't listen to me. That's just total nonsense. He was in charge of the campaign, he was in charge of the strategy of the campaign, and he destroyed the campaign. He wasn't ready for prime time, period. And Paul, you might disagree, but look at all the races he ran. He lost McNutt, he lost Ty Cobb, he lost some assembly races. He, first of all, none of those people should have ever hired him when they found out that he was running a U.S. Senate race. You can't run that many races. It's nonsense.
Okay, we'll be having Robert Eitoven on for equal time here, and this is kind of devolving into a personal war here, and I'd like to avoid that. But let's get back to the real issue, which is the real issue is that Sharon Angle is the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. My understanding is that she is receiving donations directly to her campaign of approximately $150,000 a day, which would put her well on track to matching Senator Reid as far as money. Is that what you're hearing too?
Yes, just real quick, Sam. This is not a personal thing. This is a factual thing. Take a look at the record. It's not a personal thing. The campaign manager is always in charge of the campaign, and they did a bad job. Sharon is raising, my understanding is, a little more than that right now. She's going to have all the money she needs. It's a little insulting to women that every time a woman gets in a position where they've done well, that their opponents now go out and try to paint her as being crazy. She's not crazy. I've said that in your previous programs. She's a very intelligent person, and she knows how to run a race. And look, she's not the one with the tagline for years. There, no one's called her Scary Harry for years.
Hey, George, real quick. You know, we talk about the Republicans, and it seems to me that we are now like the Democrats used to be. We are disorganized. We fight a lot among ourselves. What do you think the chances are, looking at how organized the Democrats are and how solidified they are, that the Republicans can pick up some seats in the Assembly, maybe even take back the Senate, state Senate?
Listen, if Republicans do well, it's because of one thing. The pendulum has swung to the other side, and people out there are frightened with how with the direction the country's going. And this isn't, you know, as much as everybody would like to say, even I'd like to say, well, look, you know, everybody's going to run out and vote for Sharon. In fact, the matter is, it's going to be a referendum against Harry Reid, against health care, against this agenda that is bankrupting this country. You know, you're talking about a $13 trillion debt this country has right now. I mean, it's pretty scary.
And that's where we have to leave it. George, we've got to stay on the issues. Thank you so much for being here. As always, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Get a used car down the street or get a new car alternative. Like this Chrysler PT Cruiser, just $149 per month. Get more for your money only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
The June Instant Rebate Event from Ennis gives you instant savings. Plus, everything is on sale already from Drexel to Stickley. Our June rebates can save you up to $1,500 instantly. Plus, Thomasville is offering an additional e-coupon rebate, saving you even more. And with payment in full, we're offering even more discounts or 0% financing for 12 months. Visit Ennis today and you'll find the furniture you love on sale with instant rebates, all during our June Instant Rebate Event.
Ennis by Furniture.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life. And life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better.
And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
Social Security. It means independence, a secure income. But shockingly, Sharon Angle wants to wipe out Social Security.
We need to phase Medicare and Social Security out.
She cut benefits for everyone coming into the system. That's Sharon Angle. First, a Scientology plan to give massages to prisoners. Now she wants to get rid of Medicare and Social Security. What's next?
Get a used car down the street or get a new car alternative, like this Dodge Caliber sedan for just $149 per month. Get more for your money only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
You can download shows of Nevada Newsmakers from iTunes free of charge for your iPod.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest is former State Senator Mark Amadei of Carson City. He's the new chair of the Nevada Republican Party.
What a job. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.